And now at 9 o'clock, as usual, we're going to be live to Studio 2A and a live performance by Annie Hawkins.
You bring out the kid in me. In your eyes I see a sparkle like a firefly, flying to the heavens for the world to see. For the joy you bring the joy, joy to the little and little old me. Many a day I wake up, the sun's not shining. I look at my face, the mirror is talking to me, saying I'm old, not pretty. But I walk away, I hold my heart and close my eyes. I picture your face like it was mine. It's like a fairy tale you can believe. Your beauty now it shines inside of me. You bring out the kid in me. In your eyes I see a sparkle like a firefly, flying to the heavens for the world to see. For the joy you bring the joy, joy to the little and little old me. Not gonna roll over and play dead, 'cause there is so much more instead. With you, with me. I have a hard day and I feel bad. Someone tells me to smile, not to frown. I'm left with nothing to say. I hold my heart and close my eyes. I picture your face like it was mine. It's like a fairy tale you can believe. Your beauty now it shines inside of me. You bring out the kid and me. In your eyes I see a sparkle like a firefly, flying to the heavens for the world to see. For the joy you bring the joy, joy to the little and little old me. Take away the old in me, the dark, the gray, the ugly. Your light will always burn it away. Your eyes will brighten up my days with beautiful rainbow colored rays. With you is where I will stay. You bring out the kid in me. In your eyes I see a sparkle like a firefly, flying to the heavens for the world to see. For the joy you bring the joy, joy to the little and little old me. See a sparkle like a firefly, flying to the heavens for the world to see. For the joy you bring the joy, joy to the little and little old me.
Thank you.
new day, new life, fresh starting to try. Baby good, baby no, baby how I love you so. Soft, clear eyes, taking everything in. Holding you as you cry, sing a lullaby. Little fiddles, fiddle, kitten in the middle. Tiny little pickle, so cute, I wanna tickle. A little fiddler's fiddle, kitten in the middle. Tiny little pickle, so cute, I wanna tickle. My little baby. My little baby. My little baby. My little baby. Defender of the weak, you shelter me in you. If I fall, my heart put the shattered pieces together into your perfect plan for me. Now I see the picture of the puzzle. There is the me you want me to be.
KXCI is locals only. I'm Dr. Dan, and I'm here with Annie Hawkins. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is fun.
This is wonderful, beautiful songs.
Thank you.
There are four of us in the room here. Why don't you go ahead and introduce the band?
We've got Bill Shaw. I have like the worst with names today. Bill Shaw on the congas and the violin and singing. And then Lisa Ford is singing with me too.
And now we have five people in the room.
Yes, and we have Duncan too. Hello, Duncan.
Duncan, of course, is our recording engineer, and we're going to just replace one of the mics while we're talking. When I first started listening and hanging out in to Tucson music, because I was relatively new to town, I heard all about Annie Hawkins. Annie, have you heard Annie Hawkins?
I'm really?
Like, yeah. And I was like, no, haven't heard her live. And it seems like that you were playing out for a while, and then you weren't. So tell me more about that. What was going on with that?
Well, I had a daughter 7 years ago, and mm-hmm. so it didn't. I played out a little bit the first year after she was born, and then it just didn't appeal to me quite as much to do late night and leave her at home with strangers. And it just wasn't as appealing to play for a while. And then I said to myself I wanted to get a whole new set of songs, and just took some time to do that with a kid in the house. It's hard to be alone, and it's a lot easier to write songs when you're alone, for me. I think for most people. So it just took more time. And I also played for in a worship band at church for 2 years. So I was playing, but not like Annie Hawkins stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I believe you were also, or still are, teaching guitar. Is that
yes.
true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I teach guitar. Mm-hmm. Always have. Maybe you always will.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I know that you have at least one album. Tell me more about that. What kind of albums do you have, and where can we get them?
Well, you can get all my albums on cdbaby.com. I think all my songs are up on iTunes. Amazon has it. I don't know any local stores, but I'm sure you could find them at Bookman's. I won't get any of that money, though. So you can call me or be my friend on Facebook. I'll get you one. I also have a website, AnnieHawkins.com, which will link you into CD Baby. And there's four different CDs. They're very different from what I'm playing right now, but they're good. I think definitely Up in the Sky is one of my favorite one that I did. Mm-hmm. The one I gave you, or I didn't give you one. I should.
Is that the most recent one?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And are you working on another album?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some of these songs that you're playing tonight.
Yeah, definitely. All of them should be on there.
Uh huh. Good. Mm-hmm. And have you recorded any of them yet?
I'm in process.
Well, and actually you're recording them tonight.
Yeah, they'll be on my album, just like this.
We have had bands and artists release albums from these recordings.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know,
some people sound awesome in here. I mean, just amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Duncan knows what he's doing. Absolutely.
Good job, Duncan.
Of course, he was just in here replacing a mic that wasn't working quite right. Yeah, he's got a good ear.
Good. Yeah.
Well, we have, and he's coming back. And we have plenty of time tonight. Why don't we hear a few more songs, and then we can take a break again and talk a little bit more about music and Tucson music and anything you want to talk about. But we'll make sure all the mics are working before we do that.
When did you move here, Dan?
I moved. Oh, thank you very much, Annie, for turning that over. Spotlight on me. I moved here in 2002, January 2002. And somewhere around, it was actually the winter benefit concert, the Calexico concert that I went to that really turned me on to Tucson music. So it had everything to do with KXCI.
Okay.
And that would have been in like around 2004, something like that. So ever since then, I've been a big fan of Tucson music.
Where did you come from?
Oh.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah. Yeah. The San Francisco Bay Area.
How did you feel about that music scene?
And this is your last question, Annie.
Come on. They don't want to know about you. I'm sure they do.
No, I don't think so. But I will say one thing that I love about Tucson music, and then I want to hear what you love about Tucson music, and that is that... At least downtown, there's a concentrated area where I can walk in a fairly short amount of time and see 6, 7, 8 more artists or bands playing at one time. And that goes for everything from rock and roll to coffee shop. And that's very nice. And you don't have to drive around. And that's one of the things I didn't like so much about the San Francisco Bay Area is there... A lot of times you have to drive, to get to the certain spot you want to go to.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But the Haight Street kind of reminds me of Fourth Avenue a little bit.
Have you lived in the San Francisco Bay Area
My
before?
Sister lives there.
Ah, so you visited quite often.
Yeah. And when I toured, I played there. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you where I played. I played some big place and some little place. And mm-hmm. It was fun. I don't remember where. I live in the University area. I absolutely adore it because I can get up in the morning and walk and get my tea or my coffee when I'm being bad. And I can see a couple of guitar players playing on the side. And I like the local hang around people. Energy. It's fun.
Yeah. And the ability to walk.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's fun to stare at all the old homes. And mm-hmm. Yeah. And if I want to walk to see a band, I can.
Mm-hmm.
I do like it. It's a nice town.
Yeah. I think we have everything working well now, and so let's hear a few more songs, and then we'll chat again.
Okay. I don't need the words to this one. You this next song is called Look This Way. And the words. You are not broken, you're not locked up with a key. You can't really see under a couch, inside a closet, behind the cupboard. There's a map with the way to find out what is yours. Before you go there, before you do that, before you go. Together we will make the dream.
Draw and it stripped me raw. I'm lying on the dirt, rough and cur, too hard to hurt.
KXCI. This is Locals Only, and I'm here with Annie Hawkins. Sounding good.
Thanks.
Was that? Are these new songs? At least some of them that you were just hearing?
Yeah, they're all new.
Uh huh.
Yep.
So you are finding time to write your songs. You're finding that alone time that's necessary.
Yeah. Kind of, sometimes. Yeah. I mean, these are scattered. They've been written over the past few years, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And I was curious how you all met. Your group here.
Church.
Uh-huh.
He's a worship leader at the church. Worship leader is like the leader of the band.
Mm-hmm.
If for anybody who doesn't know what that is. And then... And I was one, and we played together a lot. And she's in the team too, Lisa. And he's awesome. He's a great singer and guitar player, also.
So it sounds like in your church that music is an important aspect of your worship.
Yes, very yeah,
major,
definitely.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to go back. I wanted to talk about when you were playing out earlier, mm-hmm. and then of course you disappeared just for a little while. When did you move to Tucson, and how did you get to start playing out and stuff like that?
I moved out here for college. I finished up a jazz studies degree here. And then I started writing songs. Well, I've been writing songs since I was 12, but I learned jazz and kind of quit writing for a while, at least this kind of music. Like, I wrote some jazz pieces. And I started playing, I think, a little after I stopped going to the U of A, or maybe my last year there. And played cafes, and eventually found some kids at school to play with me, like in a more rock band setting. And we played like the Third Stone and Bentley's.
What was the third stone?
The third stone is where that sushi place is now.
Oh, on Congress?
On 4th Avenue.
On 4th Avenue, uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a pretty good place to play back then, I think. And Brad Kemp from Machines of Love and Grace booked the bands there. Wow. And I don't know. I played with a few different people. The people that I stuck with a really long time, Davey Marie and Brandon Gonzalez, and they moved out to Austin. So I know I ended up, you know, kind of playing a lot around town, and it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to mention that I am playing at Plush on Monday.
Coming up this Monday at Plush.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah. Okay, I saw cool. You on the schedule.
Good.
Yeah. So a week from tonight.
Yes.
At Plush.
Yes.
I can go down after I finish the show here.
Good.
I believe we have time for about three more songs. We have to finish in about, if you have three more songs.
Yeah, I remember playing six last time I did this. So we have seven. I mean, I guess I could throw in another one.
So
I could.
We'll play.
I'm not the biggest conversationalist.
It's okay. We'll play, if you can, then play two more songs.
Okay.
And I can always be ready to throw on a song over in the broadcast booth to end up the show.
Okay.
So that's no problem. But we'll probably end with the music. So I just wanted to thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, too. It's been a lot of fun kind of playing out a little bit again. We're having a blast.
Well, this is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A. I'm Dr. Dan. I'm here with Annie Hawkins.
Troubles I cannot shake. you can take it all away with all the dreams that we can make. And this life is not so sad and beautiful in our dreams. In our dreams. In our dreams.
Next song we're going to sing is called Light of Love, or it could also be called I Seek You, or possibly it would have to be one of those.
While we're thinking about it, I'd like to say that I think Dr. Dan has the most beautiful head of hair I've ever seen. And I don't know if he's ever heard that before, but it's gorgeous.
It's something we can all aspire to. This song's called Sinner.
I tried to look perfect when I was scared. I told you what I imagined you could bear. I tried to be here, I tried to be there, I tried to be everywhere else but near your heart. I felt angry at everyone in my life, that I felt I had to play the game of I'm so good, 'cause I'm falling apart faster than I can make new walls. So I explain why they're so dirty, like it's not my fault. But I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner.
Sinner, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner, I sin.
scared. I told you what I imagined you could bear. I try to be here, I try to be there, I try to be everywhere else but near your heart.